Nothing came out about me, other than it was a conspiracy against me, literally, by Epstein and other people. But I think it's time now for the country to maybe get onto something else.
But what would you say to people who feel like they haven't gotten justice, Mr. President?
Something that people care about. Yeah, what did you say?
What would you say to the survivors who feel like they haven't gotten justice?
You are the worst reporter. No wonder CNN has no ratings because of people like you. You know, she's a young woman. I don't think I've ever seen you smile.
Super interesting thing to say in the context of you being heavily implicated in a child trafficking ring. Like, he attended parties where the girls had to smile or they would be like shot and buried.
Well, I've known you for 10 years. I don't think I've ever seen a smile.
Well, I'm asking you about.
It's just funny he would pick her for this because Caitlin Collins actually does have a really cheery, like, natural resting face or whatever compared to a lot of other people in the profession.
You know why? You know why you're not smiling? Because you know you're not telling the truth, and you're a very dishonest organization. And they should be ashamed of you.
These are survivors of a sexual abuser.
Trump loves to respond to pressing questions from journalists like this, where he'll basically say, like, I hate your network, you. The whole you never smile thing is just so insane to me here. A lot of people are picking up on this. It's like the quiet piggy thing. So as we all know, Trump despises women, right? We know that for a fact. There's lots of stuff that he says when he's like insulting reporters that I think is funny, even if it's really bad for democracy. The constant, this is why you have no ratings thing is iconic. It's camp. It's not good, right, that the president does that. I just think it's funny. But the whole quiet piggy thing, this as well, you're never smiling. He would never, ever say this to a guy, obviously. He would never, ever say this to a guy. This shit makes Trump angrier than like anything else. Trump can laugh off basically any criticism. Anytime you tell him, hey, the economy's rough, you haven't, you know, ended the Ukraine war, whatever, he'll just like bat it off. He doesn't care. And I think the reason for the most part is because every time he shrugs off a journalist, he thinks he's telling the truth. Trump is too authentic of a person to lie consciously. So he genuinely believes the economy is great. There's no inflation. The average cost of gas is like $1.50 or whatever. He can't lie because lying means creating two worlds in your head. And he can't do that. He's too far gone. This is the one thing where he has to lie on. And I think that really pisses him off. I think that for the most part, Trump is fueled by righteous indignation. Like, he genuinely thinks he's saving the country, and everyone else in the liberal media is just delusional, and they won't listen, and they're just out to get him because they're out to get him. They're all playing their own game or whatever. The Epstein files are the one thing where he can't tell the truth, or at least where he can't tell what he thinks the truth is, because he knows that he was children nonstop over there. That for years and years and years, he was close confidant with the person who hooked him up with a large number of trafficked girls and women, you know, and he knows he can't talk about it.